Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today I wanted to share with you my journey over the last several weeks about how I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks. But before we do that, I wanted to just quickly remind you about a couple opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, the most important one, the one that will help us to grow the show, as well as guarantee that you get our free coaching content in the future, is to go ahead and hit follow or subscribe to this podcast. That way you are guaranteed to never miss an episode. In addition to that, if you're listening along and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I've tried to implement some of these things on my own and I'm just not seeing the trajectory go in the way I want it to go. I feel stalled out. I feel plateaued. I feel like I've tried this, that, and the other thing and it's just not working out for me. Then go ahead and schedule a free lifestyle audit. There is a link to that down in the show notes below. Go ahead and schedule that free lifestyle audit so that we can have an opportunity to sit down, have a discussion about what you've tried in the past, what has and hasn't worked, and get you started on the right path to looking and feeling your best right away. With all that being said, let's get right into the show. As I mentioned in the introduction, I wanted to share with you my journey over the last 4 weeks in losing 5 pounds in 4 weeks. Now, about once every 2-3 years, and this time it just happens to be 3 years since the last time I went into a fat loss phase, but every once in a while, I'll go into a fat loss phase. And that is necessary because most of the time, I am not focused on fat loss. Most of the time, I'm focused on improving my lifts. I'm focused on enjoying my life. I'm focused on eating ice cream and all the things. I'm focused on a lot of things, but I'm not necessarily focused on fat loss. But I do have a 10-pound range in which I like to live. I don't really like to be super lean. And what I mean by that is, I don't really like to be at a point where I'm like below 12-ish% body fat. That's just way too low for me because I want to be able to enjoy things like milkshakes and ice cream and hamburgers and all that stuff. But I also don't want to go the other direction and gain too much body fat either. I still want to be able to see definition in my midsection, definition in my chest, definition in my arms and legs. I still want to be able to see and show off the muscle that I've built, not necessarily for anybody else, but just because I like the mobility and the performance that it gives me. I just like to be more on the athletic side and to be more on the fit side. And so since that's my preference, I'm not looking to be super lean, but I'm also not looking to be overweight either. And because that's my preference, it just so happens that once every 2 or so years, I'll go into a fat loss phase to kind of dial things in and get back to where I want to be. And area that I really like to live in is somewhere between 185 pounds and 195 pounds. And even if I go a little bit over that, I'm not really freaking out about it. But once I break into above 200 pounds, that's when I kind of go, okay, it's time to do some work. And I noticed that I had gotten up to 204 pounds. And so I thought to myself, you know what? It's time to go into a fat loss phase and spend a few months dialing things back in, getting back down to about 185. And the reason, I'll tell you this ahead of time, the reason why I'm trying to get back down to 185 is because I know that after losing the weight, that when I transition back into introducing more food and more flexibility back into my diet, that I will inevitably gain some weight back. And so I'm not looking to be around 184, 185 pounds. I know that I'm more comfortable somewhere around 190, but over the next few months, I'm going to work my way back down slowly to about 184. That way, when I reverse and I focus on building muscle again, focus on reintroducing foods back into my diet, when I inevitably gain a little bit of weight back, I'm going to settle at exactly where I want to be, somewhere in that range, around 190, but it's okay if I'm somewhere in between 185 to 195 pounds. But when I started dialing things back in, I thought it would be helpful to kind of go through the last few weeks and give you insight into what my mindset and mentality has been in achieving the weight loss that I've achieved. Now, the reason that I thought it would be helpful is because even though I know exactly what to do, the mental pitfalls are there. And the mental pitfalls of dieting and weight loss exist for everyone, no matter how much knowledge that you have around this topic. There is always the danger of self-sabotage. And so I wanted to take you through that journey of what I've experienced over the last 4 weeks. And when I first weighed in, let's just go back to all the way to day one. This is March 12th. I actually started counting my macros on March 11th, but I didn't weigh in until March 12th. And so I stepped on the scale on March 12th, and the scale read 203.5 pounds. And so I spent time, you know, just sitting with that and going, okay, what does that mean for me? Based on what I've been eating in the past, you know, where should I settle my calories? Now, I'm not going to tell you where I settled my calories. And the reason for that is because a lot of times people will hear that information and they'll go, okay, Bryce did this, therefore that's exactly what I'm going to do. But reality is you're not me and you don't have the muscle mass I have. And I'm not saying that I have a huge amount of muscle mass. You actually might have much more muscle mass than me. I have no idea. But that would mean that you should have more calories than me. You might have a little bit less muscle mass than me. And that might mean that your maintenance is a little bit lower than mine. And so I'm not saying that I have a large amount of muscle mass or that I'm like the epitome of the human physique or anything. I am very pleased with my physique and the way that I look, but that's personal preference. But the point being, we don't have the same body. And so I don't want you to follow the macros or the calories that I'm following for myself because they probably just wouldn't make sense for you. But, you know, I started tracking my macros and on March 13th, I weighed in and I was 202 pounds. Now, logic tells me, right? Logic tells me that there's no way that in one day's time, I lost a pound and a half of fat. And there must have been something, right, that was causing me to retain water, and I changed a few things, and honestly, maybe I pooped a lot the day before. I don't even remember. It was about 4 weeks ago. I'm just saying that there's lots of things that go into that number on the scale. Logically, did I lose a pound and a half in one day? And the answer is no, and that hypothesis is proven on March 14th when I stepped back on the scale, and I was 203 pounds. Now, again, logically speaking, did I lose even half a pound in 2 days? Probably not, but there's a number of other things going on that can influence that. But the point being that even though I didn't lose a pound and a half, even though I didn't probably lose a half a pound of fat, that shows me that I'm going in the right direction. And so March 15th, I stepped on the scale again, back down to 202, again, showing me not necessarily that I lost weight, but showing me that things are in the right direction. I am moving things the way that they should be. Then I stepped on the scale on March 16th, and I was at 201.5 pounds. And you'll notice that over the next few days, I'm going to describe to you that pretty much nothing changed. And guess what? When nothing changed on the scale, I also didn't change anything with my diet. I stayed consistent. March 17th, again, 201.5 pounds. March 18th, 202.5. March 19th, 202.5. March 20th, 202.5. And March 21st, 202.5. Now, I'm going to tell you, and this 4 days is really the reason why I'm recording this podcast. Throughout these 4 days, I knew that I was on the right track. I knew it because I started at 203.5. And I went up and down a little bit, but I never made it back up to 203.5. And the trend was going down. And so I knew that I was on the right track. Now, think about this. By March 21st, that's only 9 days after I started on March 12th. But by March 21st, I had reached a 4-day plateau, and I had three options at that point. Number one would be to stay the course, which is the wise choice and the choice that I ultimately took, because what I already mentioned is that I knew that I was on the right track based on previous data. It had also only been 9 days, and there's no way, there's just absolutely no way that my metabolism adjusted in a 9-day period. That's just too short of a time frame to make that judgment call. Number two, I could freak out and drastically cut my calories. Now, like I just mentioned, there's no way that my metabolism could adapt in just a 9-day period of time. But if I had overreacted, I could have drastically cut my calories, shortening the time between the inevitable adaptation of a lower metabolism in the future. Did I need to cut my calories that low? No, but if I had overreacted based on a 4-day stall out, then I could have easily cut my calories way too low and then made my progress a lot more hard on myself in the future. Or, number three, I could go get a pint of ice cream and say, you know what, nothing works for me, and call it a day. Those are my three options. Thankfully, based on the data and based on my previous experiences with dieting, I stayed the course. I did not change my macros. I did not change my overall calories. I basically changed absolutely nothing and kept going. Well, on March 22nd, which is immediately after that 4-day kind of plateau, but kind of not, I went down to 200.5. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that all of a sudden I lost 2 pounds of fat? No, it likely means that I was losing fat all along, but the number on the scale just wasn't capturing it. And the reason why I think that was happening for me is because those days that the scale was hovering around the same exact weight are also the days that I was really not eating that much food in the morning, which I don't really love to do, but I'd gotten up, I'd started work, I got invested in what I was doing, and I forgot to eat. Well, by the end of the day, I needed to eat those calories and I got super hungry. And so I basically ate a lot of my calories around 1 p.m. and then again a lot of my calories around 7 p.m. at night. Not the wisest choice, because not only did I experience some indigestion, but I also experienced that plateau on the scale. Now, was I really not losing fat? No, my macros were the same, my calories were the same. But again, the reason why I think that was happening is because I was filling my body with food, which also has weight, right? I was filling my body with food, and that weight was influencing the scale in the morning time because I was eating so late at night. Now, is this an argument for you shouldn't eat late at night? No, not really. This is an argument for you probably shouldn't get invested in your work to the point that you ignore eating and give yourself indigestion. So there was a bad thing that I did. The bad thing that I did was I ignored my hunger signals, got too invested, and ate with poor meal timing, which did influence the number on the scale, but ultimately it didn't make that big of a difference when on day 5, I finally got back on track in my meal timing, and ultimately the scale went down just as it should have. Now that's on March 22nd. On March 23rd, I went back up to 201.5. However, again, noticing the trend, I stalled out at 202.5, went down to 200.5, now I'm back up to 201.5. Am I disappointed by this? And the answer is no, because the trend is positive. March 24th, I'm back to 201.5 again, just like the previous day. March 25th, I'm up to 202, which again, I'm really not worried about because I still haven't got up to 203. Then March 26th, I'm down to 200 pounds again. Did I lose 2 pounds in one day? No. The reason why I was probably up to 202 in the first place was because of some poor meal timing or water retention or some other issue that I had going on. But again, your body is very good at resolving those issues as long as you feed it appropriately. And so my body fixed whatever was going on, and I went to 200 pounds on March 26th. Then on March 27th, I'm down to 199. And so the trend again is positive. But on March 28th, I was back up to 200.5. Again, I technically, I guess, gained, but not really, 1.5 pounds. But I'm still happy with that because before I was at 203.5. Then I stalled out at 202.5. Then when my weight went up again, it was at 202. Then I went down again to 199 and then back up to 200.5. And notice each time that the scale goes back up, it's not going all the way back up to the where it was before, from 203.5 to stalling out at 202.5, going down to 199, and then ultimately back up again to 200.5. Each time, I want you to notice, it does go up. Progress on the scale is not linear, but it is progressive, meaning that each time the scale goes up, it doesn't go back up all the way to where it was before. March 29th, again, 200.5, so that's positive. March 30th is 199.5. And this is where things get interesting because I did not track on March 31st. Now, if you were to look on your calendar, you would realize that March 31st is Easter. And a couple things happened on Easter. Number one, leading into Easter in the first place, which was Saturday, March 30th, I had eaten a bunch of jelly beans. And the reason why I did that is because I started on March 12th and I had been super consistent for 18 straight days. And by the time I got to March 30th, I wanted some jelly beans. And so guess what? I had some jelly beans. March 31st was Easter. And after church on Easter Sunday afternoon, there was a food truck that our church had come in order to serve our congregation some delicious foods that they could hang out and fellowship with one another. And so I had barbecue turkey with hush puppies and French fries and some coleslaw. And I ate the whole thing, didn't really pay attention to macros or anything. March 31st was completely an untracked day. And then that evening, I went over to my brother-in-law's house where my wife and I, as well as some other family members, brought over their own favorite dishes and we enjoyed that together. Again, that was another, within the same day, another completely untracked meal. Now, I knew at that point that I had been super consistent for the first 18 days. And again, I have a choice. Because I had two untracked days, I could either freak out and give up, freak out and undercut my calories to extreme, or I could say, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to be consistent exactly the way I was before. And because this isn't my first rodeo, I woke up the next day and was consistent, just like I was the 18 days leading up to Easter. Oh, and I also forgot to mention that on Saturday, I went out to eat with some friends to an Asian restaurant where I had a bunch of noodles and some Asian food, and I don't think it was a bad meal, but also I didn't track it, and I have no idea how many calories it was. But again, the point was to enjoy time with friends. The point was that I was consistent all the way up until that point. Now, 18 days is a decent amount of time to be consistent. Whereas what most people do is they go 5 days and then are inconsistent, and then they wonder why they're spinning their wheels. No, if you're going to, quote unquote, fall off, you need to have a decent amount of runway in between your, quote unquote, fall offs. And so, going back to our data, would it be reasonable for me to expect to step on the scale on April 1st and to see the scale go down? And the answer to that question is no. It would be totally unreasonable for me to expect that. And that's exactly what didn't happen, because it would be against all the laws of nature for me to have completely untracked days where I do eat. And I know, and I'm completely aware of the fact that I'm eating way over my calories and I'm eating in a surplus for those 2 days. It wouldn't be reasonable at all for me to expect the scale to go down. And of course, it didn't, because on Monday, April 1st, I was at 200 pounds. And again, on Tuesday, April 2nd, I was up to 201, which I'm pumped about because I enjoyed the weekend. And when the scale went back up again, the last time it went up to 201.5, I believe. No, it was 200.5. This time it did go up to 201. But again, I had two completely untracked days where I ate a bunch of stuff. And again, however, the trend is still positive, because on April 4th, I guess I didn't weigh in on April 3rd, but on April 4th, I'm back down to 199. Because again, would it also be reasonable for me to expect to gain in 2 days' time 2 pounds of fat? No, it was all the extra food and all the extra carbs that were causing me to retain more water than I otherwise would have. On April 5th, the scale does go up to 199.5. And then April 6th, as well as April 7th, it is 198.5. So even though with all of those things going on, I still was able to hit in the last couple days, because as of the time of this recording, it is April 8th. I was still able to hit an all-time low weight for this particular fat loss phase because I didn't let those deviations phase me. Now, what most people will do at these different points in time, if we were to go all the way back to when I had that four-day plateau at 202.5, most people would change the plan and decrease their calories, their cravings would go up, and then they would find themselves knee-deep in a bag of potato chips. But because this isn't my first time doing this, I knew that that wouldn't serve me, and I just stayed consistent. And again, what most people would do when they had that Easter weekend and they had these extra things that they were enjoying, what most people would do is they would say, you know what? Because I'm enjoying these extra calories, I'm going to enjoy a ton of extra calories. And they might have ate way more than even I did. And I ate more than I should have. But they would even eat way more because they'd say, you know what? I'm off track. I might as well be really off track. And when you have those things as your perspective, there's almost no way to win because you are self-sabotaging. And so the reason that I wanted to share that with you today is not because you are expected to be perfect. Actually, no one can be perfect. There's going to be social events. There's going to be people you want to hang out with. There's going to be times that you want to go out to eat. But the reality is that you need to be consistent more often than not. And on those occasions, right, special occasions where you have been consistent and you know that it's not going to make a huge impact to deviate from the plan from a short period of time, then just enjoy those times. Now, at the time of this recording as well, it is my wife's birthday in 2 weeks. So what does this mean for me? Does this mean that because I had some of those deviations on Easter weekend that I cannot enjoy my wife's birthday weekend? No, I plan on taking her out to eat and I plan on enjoying things that I otherwise wouldn't enjoy. But in the meantime, right, for the next 14 days leading up to that weekend, I need to be consistent so that my deviations are way less than the time that I am consistently on target. And I hope that that's encouragement to you. I hope that you don't expect yourself to be perfect. I hope that this shows you that you can have more freedom and flexibility than you otherwise thought. And with all that being said, be consistent more often than not, keep making progress, and have a great day. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.